Now, around 6 weeks ago, I received an email from Amanda Mills, which was quite hard to read. It would be for anyone. But as you probably no doubt know, I have twins, and there are lots of complications when you're expecting twins. Fortunately, for myself, my family and my wife and Jake and Holly, they were born absolutely fine, but in some cases that isn't always the way. And that's how the story goes for Amanda. Amanda said that she was pregnant with twins back in 2007. They were due in June, but came into the world in March. And devastatingly, one of them died. Liam's little twin sister, Tia, was just 3 weeks and 3 days. Liam himself, who's now four and a little star, came to KLFM studios today, and you'll be able to hear an interview with Mum and Dad on tomorrow's Home Time, was found to be profoundly deaf in both ears and makes many trips to Great Ormond Street Hospital to try and give him some hope of hearing. It's not just Great Ormond Street where he finds himself. There are trips to checkups, doctors and hospitals most days of the week. Parents were also informed that little Liam was diagnosed as having cerebral palsy at around about 8 months, which makes getting about very, very difficult. He's almost grown out of his current car seat. Liam is actually unable to use the standard car seat because of his physical disabilities. He actually requires a car seat that will harness and support to keep him safe and supported when travelling in the car, of which there is a lot. And these don't come cheap. They're about £818. So we're going to chat to them a little bit about their life with Liam, how they're coping and the difficulties they tackle on a daily basis. And hopefully, with your help listening to KLFM, get Liam this car seat, which he needs, just to get about, just to get better.